I'm at the University of Kent with Matt Partridge, who's the chair of Labour Students at Kent. We've just done a couple of meetings. First of all, one with the politics department, where we had, 400 or 500 people, students really, and some staff, talking about everything from Taiwan and international relations to fat taxes. And also a really good meeting with the Labour Club, 40 or 50 members of the Labour Club, who are campaigning on the living wage and trying to get the living wage implemented by the university as their contribution to a fairer society. Matt, people often say that today's student generation are apolitical or apathetic, and there are 14,000 students in Kent, undergraduates, so we're not going to overclaim for what the Labour Club's doing, but how would you describe the mood of the students that are here?
Well, I think today proved that they're definitely not politically neutral or not interested in current affairs whatsoever. There was a massive turnout on every section of today. The Labour Club, the specific events for the Labour Club, we had a massive turnout and huge enthusiasm for the work we were doing today. And just more generally with the event that the politics department ran, we had people sitting in the aisles, standing wherever they could, like sitting on top of each other just to hear you speak and engage in the political rhetoric.
Do you think that the fees issue, the higher education fees, is that making people realise that politics has more impact, or is it making them think, thank God I got in under the bar before the fees came in and, you know, let me go off to earn some money as quickly as possible?
I think there might be a hint of both in terms of relief that we're not being hit by the $9,000 fees. But there's definitely also sympathy for those that are, and there's over the student population all over the country, there's been massive mobilisation since the coalition took power almost immediately, and they are naturally coming to Labour student clubs and to their local CLPs as a way of trying to change the political situation and saying, you know, we're not going to take these cuts and these attacks on students and young people lying down.
Sparing your own blushes, what is the most fashionable club on campus? Leave the Labour Club aside for these purposes. What's the most fashionable club on campus, do you think?
Salsa dancing's pretty big.
Salsa dancing.
Yeah. We've also got the Pirate Society, who go around dressed as pirates saying "arr" and drinking rum.
But we're not in direct competition with them. You can be a member of the salsa group and a member of the Labour Club, presumably.
Absolutely. And we find our members are very diverse in their interests and their backgrounds. And originally, when the Labour Club was first formed, it was for, you know, the so-called Labour geeks or the political swats to, you know, sit around talking about this and that policy. But now it's a very diverse club of people that just want to stay active and mobilise and make a genuine difference on their campus and for their country.
Just last question. This living wage campaign, I mean, it's not an obvious campaign for students to be running, but actually it's about the people who are cleaning their dorms and serving in bars and cafeterias. And it was voted on by Labour students. What do you think it's, what are you trying to say by campaigning not on a student issue but on a community issue?
I think we're trying to break away from the stereotype that students are only interested in student issues. Obviously, we saw a massive mobilisation of people on the tuition fees rise, but it just shows that students aren't one-dimensional and that we do generally care about the communities we live in. Particularly in Canterbury, there's a history of tension between the student population and the local population in that both populations don't actually care about the issues that affect the other. And this just shows that that's just not true anymore, and that students are reaching out into the community and the community are reacting very positively back and reaching back out to us.
I think that's really interesting. Well, look, Movement for Change is working with Labour students. Hopefully we'll get in 50, 60, 70 universities around the country living wage campaigns, and we can make our own contribution, although we're out of government, to building a fairer society. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.